This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, do be involved in the conversation. Hopefully you didn't do anything stupid over the weekend. You don't have to listen from laying in bed with your leg in a cast or anything dumb like that. Head over to the website, realside.com. You can, what can you do over there? You can do over there. Oh, you can get involved in the conversation. We have a live chat room going there. You can watch live. You can buy my book. Whoa, look at that. Accessories. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. This is how I get the dust off of. What's his name? Gumby. I can't say the way Eddie Murphy says it. They'll shut us off. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Kimberly Moran is going to join us on the other side of the break. A lot of crazy stuff in the news. You know how, I tell you, I've already gotten a ration of garbage. We'll talk about it later on my piece about whether Donald Trump or President Trump overstepped his bounds when it comes to whether he constitutionally bombed Syria or didn't. And so I'm not telling you, maybe I'll talk about it later on, but right now I'm like so tired of fighting people on the right. We fight ourselves. We fight ourselves so much we can't get anything done. We use all that energy up telling each other how wrong we are. If you're right, you know, do like the CIA does with money. Okay, they don't talk about the counterfeit stuff. They don't study the counterfeit stuff. They study the real stuff because the real stuff will stand on its own. You know better than me? You got it right and I got it wrong? Then I'll fail and you'll win. What's the big whoop? And then we end up ignoring stuff like this. A Villanova student shaves her head to combat hair privilege. Yeah, you heard me right. Hair privilege. Now, if you're watching live, you notice I have lots of hair privilege. Some people, not so much. Where's Housen when you need him? He's got a bowling ball head. Anyway, most people, if asked to define the term hair privilege, might suppose it has something to do with the privilege of having hair on one's head instead of going bald. But that's too superficial for Yvonne Nguyen, a Villanova University student who decided earlier this year to shave her head as an act of social justice. Come on, let that sink in. She's in college. Daddy's proud. On St. Patrick's Day, Nguyen had a few friends help her get rid of her hair in order to take a stand against gender oppression and to acknowledge her own privileged place in American society. She posted a video of the incident on Facebook. What is this? I mean, hair privilege? Why? Because you have hair and some people don't? You see what look, you libs, you see what you've done to these kids? You've really stunted their growth between the years. You've done some major damage to these people. Hair privilege? or her own privileged place in American society? Really? Her ancestors fought to get here. They put up with all kind of garbage to get here. They probably had to fight all kinds of bias or I don't know, racism, hypocrisy, whatever. How is that privilege? You guys are good. I'll have to give you credit. I was about ready to go off on you, but I got nothing. You guys are genius. You actually got a minority whose ancestors were put in internment camps to see themselves as being privileged. You guys are fantastic. Man, I wish I had that kind of, I wish I had that going. I'm not even close to that. That is just genius. Over the past few years, I would cut my hair, but each time I was told by others that I didn't look like a true girl until my hair was long. Nagoyan wrote last week in an op-ed for the Villanovan that the university student-run newspaper, small and constant comments about how to play the role of my gender were burdensome. I never felt like I would fully be accepted for being my true self. So long hair. I guess you're not a woman. You're not a girl. You don't have long hair. Wow. These people are amazing. Nagoyan went on to explain that shaving her head serves as a reminder of her unearned access to resources as a result of membership in the long-haired girls group. Not really. The advantaged social group. Some of these privileges include, ready for this one? If you're driving, don't go. Some of these privileges include food, water, shelter, safety, social support, freedom of speech, education, and hair. That's right, hair is now a form of privilege. So, food, water, shelter, safety, social support, freedom of speech, education, and hair are all forms of privilege. No, I think it's forms of showing that your IQ hasn't surpassed double digits yet. That's my personal opinion. My God. This is just amazing to me. Oh, anyway. So Nagoyan's Facebook timeline contains multiple videos. You know what a video is? It's short for video. Yeah. From social justice events at Villanova, where she participates in university service and justice experience. Her efforts include protesting Nike over sweatshop conditions, and I'll bet you she has an iPhone. How much you want to bet? You're raising a bunch of little hypocrites, you libtards on the that are professors at these colleges. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Kimberly Marin joins me right after the break. We won't be gone long.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring her right on, because I know she's raring to go. I mean, she hit me like 1,200 words a minute during the break. So let's... we got to give her her just due here. Anyway, Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week to kind of help me kick off the week and get rolling. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so we haven't talked since Syria was bombed, right?
Nope.
All right, so I wrote a piece. I'm not going to tell you what's in it, but basically, is it constitutional or wasn't it? And I got a lot of guys on the right now extremely upset at me because I said, look, he didn't declare war. He took action on a situation. And he's not continuing on. And this has been done over 100 times before by other presidents, including Oblamo. Where was your outrage then?
Yeah. Did Obama get permission to have drone strikes on Syria?
Well, I guess we were all afraid of him and what's her name?
Valerie Jarrett.
No, Billy Bob's wife. What's her name again? Oh, Hillary. That's right.
Oh, yeah. you're right. If he was declaring war, that would be a different story. Supposedly, he's supposed to tell the UN, but they're useless anyway.
Oh, I wouldn't tell them jack squat. You know what? I'd go over there and say, when you pay this bill, I'll start giving you information again. How's that? Don't get me started on them.
I would evict them. Useless. Are you kidding me? I would evict them from New York City. That's the first thing I would do.
No.
See you, bye.
I'll tell you what I am enjoying right now. I am enjoying that Nikki Haley is our ambassador because they are just going out of their mind. She gets up and in their face, and after Syria was bombed and she went up, she goes, yeah, okay, so what? We told you we were going to do that because you guys are useless. Basically what she said to them, right?
Well, you know what I find interesting about this whole thing is a few days before she said, the United States said, we're not looking to remove Assad. Then suddenly there's a chemical attack on supposedly the people of Syria. I find that really interesting because why would Assad bother doing that if he knew they weren't going to try to remove him? I find the whole thing suspect, and I don't trust propaganda.
Okay. Do you believe, though, that they weren't going to try to move him? Do you really believe? I don't want to get caught up in who said what said how said. Would I want to get caught up?
I don't know about that.
What do you mean?
No, I agree with you. But our government's that stupid that we often remove people just to have someone else worse be in there. I mean, recently it was Egypt, and they pushed the Muslim Brotherhood scum in there. So, you know, we don't have a good history in the United States of removing leaders and having someone better step up. We don't have a good history.
We love leaving vacuums. I'm going to play a interview I did earlier with a retired general that just got back from there. And he said the goal for the longest time, for quite some time, which is why when Nikki Haley said what she said, he was kind of confused. But the goal has always been, once Assad moves along, it's for them to put a coalition type of thing in there so that they don't leave a vacuum or a void this time. And I'm hoping that's true. I don't know. My crystal ball doesn't work anymore. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So,
but knowing the United States history, right, which we have a pretty good record, long record of, we know how that's worked out.
Well, you know, but Kimberly, in the past, before Mr. Oblamo, what we did was we put our own little puppet regime in there so that we could control them. But,
yeah, that didn't work out too well.
No, but during Mr. Oblamo, the bottom line with him was he just left the whole, the people have to choose. He never gave, well, maybe he did give. Maybe he knew exactly what was going to happen, that the Brotherhood was going to step in and start taking over these places, which is exactly what
they
did, right?
That's what they want, yeah.
No. Yeah, I don't know. I look at all of this, and I'm with you. I say they know exactly what they're doing. These are not stupid people. I don't care what anybody says. So,
no, they are not.
All right, you started working on a piece. It's going to take us a little bit to go through it, I'm sure. But you started working on a piece about how they're not H-1 visas. They're H-1...
They're H-2B visas.
H-2 visas. Tell people what that is.
So an H-2B visa is a visa to allow temporary, seasonal migrant workers to supplement the busy season or the high peak season of American small business. They are used throughout, high peak seasons. Upcoming is the Northeast. We're going to have the big, huge tourist season, plus landscaping season, and other things like that are coming up. And right now, it's shrimper season in Texas, and they don't have enough workers. Normally, companies spend thousands of dollars. They have to advertise and try to hire American workers, which they do, and they have to prove it. They can't just say, oh, yeah, sure, we tried, and not do it. They have to prove they tried to hire American workers. When they cannot get enough American workers, then they can apply for H-2B visas for employees. Most of these employees, many have been coming back. I think the number was like 80-something percent or more have come back year after year because they can work the full season, whereas in the Northeast, the season starts in April, May, ends in October, you know, you can't get enough high school or college kids to work that right. whole time.
Right.
And, you know, so these small businesses, because it's mostly small businesses who use these type of visas, they spend, and they actually cost more money than if they were just to hire American workers, because they have to spend thousands of dollars to apply, go by all the regulations. Plus, on top of that, they pay premium pay. They, by law, have to pay premium pay so that they can't undercut American workers if that was the case. So they're paying premium pay for these workers on top of the thousands they pay to get them here and even help them, you know, have them stay here during that seasonal period.
Well, so, I've always been for temporary work, you know, permits. So they worked under Reagan and a few others. If you watch them, if you could take care of it, if you can keep up.
Yeah.
We just can't let them in here and go, oh, didn't we let like 30,000 in and we've only sent 1,100 back?
No, and that's the thing. There's strict regulations on this. And, they, you know, if these people, if they do something like that, where they were to skip out and overstay their visa, they can't come back. So
right.
most of these people are here, working here during those seasonal times because they can work that seasonal time and then go home and still have enough money and do what they're doing back home. You can't afford to work a seasonal job in the United States. You need to work full-time all year round.
Right.
I mean, anywhere in this country. That's just a given. But in other countries, what you earn here is worth more over there. So they can do that. And they know if they screw that up, they won't be coming back. So they won't be able to get that money again. But these people come here, they pay taxes, they work, and they help American businesses, and then they leave and they go home. And, you know, like I said, some people have been coming here 10, 12, more than that years,
yep.
every year to the same
All
business.
Right. Quick break, and we come back.
Okay.
You're going to leave some more.
Take a breath.
I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back.
No, we're not.
There we go. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, let me just bring it right back. I mean, hop up to the website, therealside.com. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, and if you've got the guts... If you have a spine, if you even care a little bit, you should go to the website and buy one of my stand shirts, right? It's, you know, it's hashtag stand, and I want you to, you know what? I'm tired of seeing those yo-hos in black from neck to their ankles, okay? And they got the little resist shirt on their chest, and they're a little bunch of cowards. And if you would just wear these other shirts, right? They're red shirts with white print. They look like Trump's hats. And it just says stand on it. Stand for America. You push back on these people. They won't know what to do. They're not smart enough. If they can be hired by Soros, how many IQ points do you think they actually have? Seriously. Anyway, check them out on the website. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Let's bring her on. Kimberly Moran joins me as she does every week. Always enjoy the time she spends on the show and because she's so easy to wind up. Anyhow, Kimberly, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
You know, it's funny you mentioned I'm easy to wind up because my husband this year put a screen on my office window and let me open it. And I say that because he often takes the screen out and makes me keep the window closed because of my language in my mouth. So and I don't think it's going to last long.
You mean the neighbor from a mile and a half away usually knocks on the door and says, could you please have her turn it down? I mean, seriously.
No, my neighbors are closer than that. I live in an actual neighborhood. But, yeah, it's a little bit loud here. Both of us have to remember when it comes to politics that the windows are not open.
I don't know if you heard the story I did in the first segment, but it was about a Villanova student, and she's cutting her hair. And the reason she's cutting her hair is because it's a symbol of her privilege. Okay? Now, she's an Asian young lady. And I was going off, and I haven't looked at the emails I got yet, but I was going off because she sees, what was it, food, clothing, hair, and a couple of other things. Let's see if I find it. Basically, she was saying all these things, water, food, clothing, and hair are all signs of privilege. And I'm going, do you see what these loons in these colleges, these professors have done to our kids? Now they've got, they've got an Asian person whose grandparents probably fought to get her, put up with all kinds of garbage to come to this country, and she thinks she has privilege? I mean, there's something wrong here, right?
Wait a minute. Food, water, and hair are privilege?
Yeah, what is she, I wish I could find this. You'd roll over with this.
I think I saw part of it, but I don't think I even bothered reading the whole thing.
Her hair is long and straight, and she said her hair serves as a reminder of her unearned access to resources as a result of membership in an advantaged social group, which includes food, water, shelter, safety, social support, freedom of speech, education, and hair. These are all signs of her privilege.
That's insanity.
Don't you feel like it's a bad LSD trip compared to haunt you after reading something like that?
Well, you have to assume I had a bad one. No, I mean, I had one ever. yeah, it's, you know, these are the type of people that are kind of out of their minds. No, they're out of their minds, and there's nothing to do that you can do to help them, honestly.
People send me this stuff. It leaves me speechless. I got to read it two or three times and go, is this really going on? I mean, who taught this? I mean, when she went home that night or called her parents, do you think they said, you need to come home. We need to have you checked.
Checked as in?
Mentally, from ear to ear. What is wrong with... You shaved your hair because of your privilege. You know your dad worked three jobs to put you through college, and I cleaned houses to put you through college, and you're privileged? Oh, my God.
Exactly. Exactly.
My dad, I would have woke up in the hospital. What happened? Right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You especially would have.
Oh, yeah. No question about it. Anyhow, like I said, it's just the stuff that's going on is making me crazy because we need people to step up. We need people to stand up and push back on this. If we don't, look what we got. Look at the kids we're going to have. Look at the people that are going to be legislating in another 10 or 15 years. This should scare the tar out of you, right?
Well, and this is one of the issues with the H2B program is we can't find people to do that work. You know, 30, 40 years ago, people probably could do that work and still be able to afford to live in the United States and not have to worry about working all year full time. But you think some of these little snowflakes are going to do that work? Hell no.
No. They want to be paid for internships.
Yeah, they don't even want to work. Yeah, if they do an internship, it's got to be for, they have to get paid for it and they don't want to be told how to dress or how to behave. It's just ridiculous. Long gone are the days where you have all these people who just, you know, push forward, work hard, and do what needs to be done. No, instead we have safe spaces and you know, snowflakes.
We don't. They're not experiencing real life situations. They really don't know like what it's like to work out there. And we have done them a different service because once they get into a job, once they're working, I know somebody, and I don't want to give all the details because they'll know who they are, but basically, they're one of these millennial types, and the bottom line with it is that the job isn't being done right, and it's the boss's fault.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. It's always the boss's fault, isn't it?
Yes. Last week we did a story, and this gets even worse. There is a Kentucky teacher that's been suspended for bizarre animal porn videos that she showed in her elementary Spanish class.
All right. What?
So parents of students at two Kentucky elementary schools were shocked when they learned about an animal pornography video shown to their children in the Spanish classes. It was nothing more than animal pornography. I mean, there's no other description for it, said one parent whose 11-year-old daughter watched the video at her elementary school. She said, it was so hard to keep them to where they have an innocence in this day and age, and yet, well, apparently, these were 5-minute videos of animals mating.
Making baby animals?
There you go. I know the show's replayed in the morning sometimes. I don't know. Anyway. Anyway. I don't even know what to go.
And this was shown in a kindergarten show?
It was elementary school. Let me see. Some sort of April Fool's. They thought it was some sort of April Fool's joke, but there's no reason. Literally got sick to my stomach. Said one of the mothers, her 9-year-old daughter was in that class. Let's see. What? Fourth and sixth grade.
Oh, those kids are listening to Miley Cyrus. What are their parents' first help?
You know, you got a point there. I mean, if these parents are letting their kids watch, you know, Beyonce and Miley Cyrus and, I don't know, who are the other ones that are doing pelvic thrusts almost naked?
I got to tell you something.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Tank just added his 2 cents in. I got to tell you something. When my son was 8 years old, I was talking to one of the parents, and the parents said, oh, yeah, my son watches South Park, you know, at night, you know, before he goes to sleep. And this was when it first came out. And I said, have you ever seen that cartoon? And he's like, no, why? And I'm like, your son, 8 years old, should not be watching it. Go watch it one night. A lot of parents don't even know what their kids are watching, what they're watching on television, what they're watching online, what they're watching on their tablets, on their phones. And that's probably one of the most important things is paying attention to what your kids are doing. Because I knew this kid was watching that show because he said a bad word at a sleepover at my house before. And I had to then explain what the bad word was.
Oh, when the parents see that stuff, I always love it because they come back and go, oh, my God, it was a kid's cartoon. No, read the fine print. It's an adult cartoon. And if it's an adult cartoon, it's not made for your 7th or 8th grader. You know, I love these people who think their kids can handle it. You go, handle what? You never know what's going to pop up on there.
Oh, no, you don't. The first time I saw it, I was shocked. My mouth hit the floor. I'm like, are you kidding me? Is this real? And I was an adult. So, yeah, no kid should be watching that show. I appreciate it.
Other people do that. Yeah, me. All right, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process peroxide. Extendivite 7 Herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name.
They're pasty white. Hold on, don't worry.
To my video game.
I got a Nikon camera. I saw me color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
We are back. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week. And let's just bring her right on now so we can get right back into it again. Kimberly, first, thanks for being with me. Second, where do people find your writings and such?
A New Hampshire Political Buzz, Granite Crop, the Federalist Papers Project, and you can find me on Twitter at ConservativeIND.
What's going to say? See, I lost my mind with that. What is it? Conservative? No.
You have had to have one in the first place.
It was something, yeah. I'm sorry, I can't hear you anymore. We must have lost our connection. Oh, no, something you said, but never mind. Okay, forget that number for now. All right, now where's the Harvard? All right, so this Harvard story, I don't get it, but I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer either. That's why we rely on you guys. How about, I'll tell you what, let's do an easier one. Forget Harvard, because this one I know she'll jump right into. Did you hear that Representative Maxine Waters was named one of the nation's most corrupt lawmakers? I mean,
really?
Is anybody really, surprised?
Oh, God, no, there's no surprise in that.
Yeah, so let me see.
Oh, who named her that?
Well, apparently over the last year, and due to the focus on the House Republicans on so-called Muslim radicalization, we have seen politicians and pundits attacking the Islamic faith as a security threat to the United States, said Congresswoman Maxine Waters. And she goes on and on and on to try to, you know, make it sound like we're doing something terribly wrong to them. But this goes on as she's being investigated, you know, for her financial dealings, right? I mean, these people go, especially from Los Angeles, they go into Congress with no money. They got like three suits they can wear, and they, you know, they're all driving Pintos. And then they get there, and then next thing you know, they're living in million-dollar homes. They've got all kinds of suits and nice clothing, nice jewelry, and all of that. So the House Financial Services Committee is looking into her relationship with One United Bank because she never, and they do this all the time to get away with it, she never disclosed that her husband held stock in the bank. So think about it. They make decisions on banking all the time, don't they?
Yep.
So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow. Senior member of the House Financial Services Committee. Wow.
Yeah.
And you know what will happen, though? You know what's going to happen, Joe?
Nothing.
Not a thing. Not a thing. Look at that. Who was that other tool? The guy from New York. Older guy, massive corruption.
He was Charlie Rangel.
Yes. He
wrote the book.
He was on the tax committee. Didn't pay his taxes.
Right. He wrote the book on screwing the government, didn't he? On twisting the ethics committee rules.
Yeah. What'd they do? They censured him. That was it, right? Oh, here's a little slap on the hand for this, for tax evasion and committing crimes that taxpayers would be in prison for. We're just going to slap you on the hand, Congressman Rangel. I can't stand it. I honestly can't stand it. You or I or any of these listeners, we would all be in prison for even a quarter of the things these people do in D.C., but yet we're not. And these people in D.C. are all sipping cocktails by the swamp with a little campfire going.
Yeah, no.
Ridiculous. Well, sorry, I like, you have to get me going.
Please. You know what? She's named pretty much every year she's in some kind of issue with the Ethics Committee. Every single year. But they don't ask her to step down from anything. Even when it's questionable, they just don't have, you know, the smoking gun. They still don't ask her to step down from anything. But I'm sorry, but I think this is a way of life for these people. I don't think they know how to operate any other way. This is about it for them. So if they couldn't do this, they'd have nothing else to be able to do.
No, well, they certainly wouldn't be working day jobs because they would have been fired a long time ago.
Now, I was going to say, this is a story that we were going to do, but I don't know why. I wish when people send me links to stuff, I wish they would tell me why. but you know what? I kind of get some people like tradition, some people like things to be the same, and nothing major to change. I joked with you about this, and I'll share that in a minute. But apparently, the Harvard is going to erase Puritans from its 181 year old alma mater. Now, when we looked up the song. And it's the very last line of the song, right? It did it to me again. It's the very last line of the song. And basically it says, a barrel of, till the stock of the Puritans die. So, I mean, like I said to you, if you move it into English, it's basically saying, till the stock of the pasty white people die. That's
you
what
know,
Puritans were, right?
Basically, but you know what my thing is with these? Why do you want to, you shouldn't alter history. It was done for a reason at that time. Honor it. You don't have to agree with it now, but honor it for what it was. Those who, you know, the left is always trying to change history or hide it or ignore it or even lie about it. Why? Just talk about the real history, keep it intact, so that people learn and don't repeat mistakes that we've already made in history.
Well,
I don't get it.
As I look at this more, remember, this is the inclusion and belonging group. That's who's jumped all over this. And they say the problem seems to be that it doesn't speak to all members. Remember, it's inclusion and belonging. So the song needs to speak to all members, right? Regardless of regardless of background, identity, religious affiliation, or viewpoint.
Okay, the whole point is you're all members of Harvard. They wrote this song at the very beginning for a specific reason. You're all included because you have become a student at Harvard. So that's how you're included. If you don't like that, you know, you don't have to go to Harvard. Sorry.
I don't have any patience for these people. I don't either. I think somebody needs to look at them. Now, we've seen a couple of times over the last few weeks where college presidents have looked at them when they make their little snowflake demands and go, yeah, that's not going to happen. And they go into convulsions. They don't know what to do because somebody finally said no to them. And it just makes them crazy. So, go ahead.
Well, that's the thing. And if they get, you know, their parents probably didn't tell them no when they were growing up. And, of course, you know, you can't spank kids anymore like we were when we were kids because, you know, whatever child services will be called. So you're raising a bunch of kids who aren't used to being told no, basically.
All right, this one's going to have you pop a vein. It's right along the same lines. Student senators at Duquesne University are lobbying.
I wrote about it.
You know about this?
I wrote about it.
Oh, they're lobbying for the cancellation of plans to bring a Chick-fil-A to campus in the fall, saying that they fear for the safety of their peers. You know what? If you chew your food properly, you won't choke on the chicken, so you have nothing to be afraid of.
And get a,
what?
Show me on this chicken sandwich where it hurt you.
They fear.
I wrote about it earlier. I don't know if it's been published yet. I wrote about it earlier. Listen, if you don't like Chick-fil-A, play their politics or corporate, don't go to their store. If a chicken sandwich upsets you that much, go get a safe space in a different food court. Give me a break.
When this whole thing was going down with Chick-fil-A, being the nice person that I am, I went and bought a dozen of them and brought them to the radio station I was at because most of them tend to lean liberal at that particular station. And I thought the board op was going to kill me when I went in there with it. But this shows you where these kids, you know, as I said kids, notice where these kids are really at. This is just crazy.
And the thing is, they're talking about, oh, they're oppressive because they're against civil rights. What do you think you're doing? These guys aren't telling you to shut up or stop fighting for what you're fighting for, but you're telling them you want them to be shut down and you don't want them to have their First Amendment rights. Give me a break. These kids are the oppressors and the fascists who they claim to be fighting against, and they don't even get it. That's the worst thing. And none of them could probably even get hired by Chick-fil-A because you actually have to be a pleasant person to work there.
Oh, yeah, I got to tell you, of all the places, fast food joints I run through to eat, that is probably the best place to go to because you're right. They're polite. They speak slowly, you know, for the old folks like me. They repeat everything. So you really feel like they're paying attention and they got you covered. I go through a Burger King or McDonald's around here, and I'm petrified. I don't know what the heck I'm going to get in there.
Even know if you're going to get what you ordered. That happens on a regular basis, never at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
And they are very pleasant. I've been to different ones around the country. Very sweet, very pleasant. Mm-hmm. Never had an order screwed up, ever.
All right, lady, quickly tell people where they can find you.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, Conservative IND on Twitter, The Federalist Papers Project, and Granite Rocks. Have a great night.
Lots of places to find it. Thanks for being here. Hey, don't go too far. Come up in the next hour. Valerie Jarrett actually defended Susan Rice and even told us we should thank her. Shows you how twisted they actually are. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a little bit.